In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I'd like to say a few things to our young people. I have in mind those who are between 12 and into their 20s. Sometime you young people may get the idea that we have no care for you, or that we speak too harshly to you, or what maybe seems worse, that we don't even speak at all to you. I want to say a few things today to challenge you, but understand that what we say not only in the name of the church, but I'm fairly certain that we say also for your parents. You have to recognize that there is in your own life a certain tension. When we use that word tension, we mean that there are at least two forces pulling against each other, or sometimes pushing against each other. And in your own life, when you are young, especially in your teens, you have the problem, and all of us who have gone through it remember it well, and we would not want to go through it again. On the one hand, you are young. There are many things you do not know, and there are many things you have not experienced. Whether you like it or not, you are taken care of, and you are protected, you are seen after, and a lot of things are thought about, seen about for you, which you know very little about. You are, to some extent, therefore, a child, and yet during this period of your life, you are growing out of your childhood, and it is a gradual process so that you are becoming an adult, but you are not there yet. And in your mind, adulthood means independence. It means making your own decisions, taking care of yourself, and not having to conform to what other people want to decide for you. This is the primary tension of your life, that you are crossing over the threshold between childhood and maturity, and that crossover does not take place in a day. Then there is another tension in your life, and that has to do with your relationship with your parents. Your parents cannot possibly know all the things that are going on within your soul. They cannot much treat you from their viewpoint. Sometimes that viewpoint is very limited. Sometimes their judgment is not all that they themselves might wish or that they need it to be for your benefit. They want to make decisions for you because they have been doing it. And they see you still as a child, and whether you like it or not, to a great extent you still are. Your parents care, but they don't always care exactly the way you wish they would. They care from their viewpoint as they see you, and their great concern is to keep you from evil, mainly moral evil. They want to protect you in many ways, but their first concern is that you do not hurt yourself with respect to Almighty God. Especially that you do not do something that is not reparable. And it is possible for young people to get themselves into a mess before they realize it. They do not always have enough vision, and they are inclined to allow their emotions to run away with them, or their anxiety, or their anxiousness. They are inclined, in a word, to be precipitous, or another word, rash. And if there's anything that annoys a young person, it is someone telling him, don't, be careful, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're talking about, etc., etc. Now, if you've heard this a few thousand times, it gets old. But your parents still are concerned because they have said it before, you don't seem to have listened. You don't want even to be warned. And whether, again, you like it or not, you don't know the world. You don't realize that most people treat you in a certain manner because of your parents, because of your family. If you were to leave your family, you would be a complete nobody and no one, let us not say no one, very few people would have very much interest in you for your sake. They may have some interest in you for their own sake. And the reason parents think about these things is, in most cases, that they have made their own mistakes. They would wish that their experience would serve you some good. They have fallen on their faces, and they have had to go and confess sins that they hope they never have to confess again. They hope you will never have to confess them the first time. That's what they're concerned about mainly. If they're not, that's what they ought to be concerned about mainly. Not whether you'll get a job or get married, get a name for yourself in business, or whatever. But as I say, there is a tension due to the fact that your parents and you see things from different viewpoints, and whereas you think there is no danger, they see only danger. Whereas you think you can take care of yourself from their viewpoint, doubt it seriously. What it would be good, therefore, if you were to do would be to pray for patience. Pray for the time when you have discipline within yourself. Among all young people, some have better self-discipline than others, some have better judgment, and some are simply more cautious than others. But do not either forget that you live in a crowd, and you're subject to tremendous pressures from this crowd. It is very hard to be called names. It is hard for some young people to think of themselves as still protected, or as not able to go where the crowd goes and do what the crowd does. And the crowd is usually led by the loudest and the one who is most confident, even though often that leader doesn't know what he's doing and really has no one to teach him. and would not be taught if someone were to try. The main thing is, however, that you have a different goal and a different purpose and a different need from most other people, because you have the faith. You have a different set of ideals, and God expects more of you, and you ought to expect more of yourself. I'm going to give you some pointers today, because, as I say, whether you want to acknowledge the fact or not, whether you realize that you may make foolish mistakes, these are little bits of advice, or you might say little resolutions, which I would recommend for you and challenge you to keep them. And if you are able to take care of yourself, you'll be able to keep these resolves. This will indicate to you really where you are, what you are. The thing about a resolution, you know, is that one must keep it. It's easy to start anything, but to do anything consistently, unfailingly, that is the test, and that's the proof of discipline. If you can make up your mind that I am going to do this, and no matter what happens, to do it. You'll know better what I mean when I give these recommendations. First, resolve never to miss Mass on Sunday or a holy day if you can make it. I know some of you travel a great distance, so I say that you should come when there is transportation in the family. Some of you may now or later not live with your family. I say resolve to come when they come. Every time, regardless of how you feel, unless you are, of course, sick. Next thing, say the morning offering every day. If you don't know the morning offering, well, start memorizing it by saying it every day. Put it on a mirror, which you must look at. And determine that you will do that, because that is offering up to God whatever is worth anything to Him that day. And it puts you, at least for a moment, in the right direction. You know, of course, you cannot offer up your sins, and you cannot offer up waste, you cannot offer up foolishness. But anything that is neutral or good, He will accept if you want Him to have it. At the end of the day, no matter how late it is, determine to examine your conscience to see what you have done bad. Make a sincere act of contrition and add 3 Hail Marys to your Heavenly Mother. What I said. Anyone can do this any particular day. But can you do it unfailingly for years? Never miss a day. I challenge you to try it. Another item. Carry the rosary with you all the time. You may not say the rosary every day. We would recommend it, but we are asking very minimal things. We're asking you to determine what you're going to do, and once you have decided, continue. So I say, carry the rosary with you every day, all the time. It's not an unwise thing to take the rosary to bed with you. I have met people who are able to tell me, I have the same rosary I received on my first communion day. I always have it. Some say I reach for my rosary before I reach for my wallet or anything else. Next thing, wear the scapular. If you don't want to wear it, well, at least keep it with you in your purse or wallet. But it's supposed to be worn, and the idea of it is, wear it all the time. It is the sign of Our Lady's protection. It's a sign of your faith and of your docility to her as your mother. Another important thing, every day, ask the Holy Spirit to guide your decisions, help you make important choices. You have to begin immediately to make this kind of request because you must cultivate the friendship of the Holy Ghost, who is your divine guest. You don't want to be asking Him for such a favor only when you come to a crisis, only when you come to the point where you need His help. You must already have confidence in His companionship. You must have a relationship, a familiar friendship, so that whenever you do need Him already, you know how He speaks to you, and already you are concerned to please Him. So I say every day, make this prayer. We're not talking about minor things here. We're talking about what you do with your life, what you do with your money, what you do with regard to marriage, whom you go with. There are all kinds of decisions which really are important enough that you need His help. And you need the discipline of being able to do what He says. Because often, what you want is not what He will recommend. And often He will warn you. And that's what you need also. If you do not want to be humanly warned, well, be divinely warned. Lastly, I would like to recommend to you parents that now and then, you take the trouble to read from the sapiential books to your children. I have reference mainly to the books of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Ecclesiasticus. These three books were written for young people. They were written to give sober advice to people who were on the way up. And the parents should not read these verses without selecting them. Then, perhaps when their children get older, they will read these books themselves. And again, you do not have to pay attention to everything there, but you can find things that say something to you. I select this passage from the third chapter of Proverbs. My son, do not forget my teaching. Let your heart keep my principles, for these will give you lengthier days, longer years of life, and greater happiness. Let kindliness and loyalty never leave you. Tie them round your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So shall you enjoy favor and good repute, the sight of God and man. Trust wholeheartedly in God. Put no faith in your own perception. In every course you take, have him in mind. He will see that your paths are smooth. Do not think of yourself as wise. Fear God and turn your back on evil. Health giving this to your body, relief to your bones. My son, do not scorn correction from God. Do not resent his rebuke. For God reproves the man he loves, as a father checks a well-loved son.